Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, July 12, 2022. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 7, Amos 4, 6-13, 1 John 3, 11-17, or you could have read the complimentary texts for this Sunday, which are Psalm 25, 11-20, Proverbs 19, 1-17, and then 1 John 3, 11-17. And I'm going to do Amos, because that is the actual, really following up on going back to last Thursday. It's been this series of texts from Amos. And I'm going to talk about disciplining for correction. God disciplines his people in the hopes that it will get their attention and that they will then repent from what it is that they're doing and the direction that they're going, and actually turn from those ways and turn towards his ways, right? That's why God does, punishes and gives discipline, and sometimes very, very severe discipline. It's not just because, you know, he's just enjoys it. Although you get the feeling sometimes when you're reading scripture and the people have been really, really bad that it's maybe, you know, they're going to get theirs. But generally, there's always this understanding in the prophets, like, I'm doing this, you're doing this, it's not good, this is what's coming out because of it, and this is what's going to happen to you. And, you know, this is so you'll stop doing that and be like this, and then things will be better for everyone involved, specifically you. So that's why God does that. It's like all good parents, he has a greater good in mind for his children. And like all good parents, he seems to be shocked when and confused when they don't seem to get it, when he threatens discipline and he doesn't see changes. And he does discipline, and there's still no changes. They're, in this case, you know, it's like kind of like they're worse than the nations. You remember that three-quarter groove that we talked about, you know, last Thursday in the first chapter of Amos, where it's, you know, for three sins and for four. And he talks about all these nations that surround Israel, including Judah, and talks about how bad they are. And, you know, I'm sure that the people of Israel were all into that jam. But, you know, here we get God talking about all the harsh discipline that he has in store for Israel, and that he has actually done to Israel because of their sins, their horrendous things that they've done. And a lot of which is reminiscent of the very same things that he did to Egypt when Egypt wouldn't listen to him and Egypt had enslaved Israel and wouldn't let Israel go. And so, matter of fact, he even says that, you know, these are like the plagues I gave to Israel, to Egypt, you know. So here is Israel, and they're being, like, they're as bad, if maybe not, maybe worse in some ways than Egypt. I guess they are worse because they should know better. And like Egypt at least repented. You know, he talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. He's like, I've even thrown things at you, like I threw at Sodom and Gomorrah. And I snatched you out from that fire, and you're still doing it, right? So at least Egypt repented a little bit, you know, like grudgingly let Israel go. And of course, they did try to take them back right away, but at least Egypt kind of repented. Israel doesn't seem to be offering any of that. They wouldn't return to him in spite of all these things, all this discipline he's meted out. And it makes a God wonder, you know, what's it gonna take? What's it gonna take to get through to you? What's it gonna take to make you understand that I'm serious about this and that you need to be a different type of people? Anyway, that's the DBR. Get out, enjoy the day, and we'll see you later. Boop.